In baseball, in the American League, the Yankees and the Red Sox had a day off. The Yankees have a series against Oakland next. The Red Sox will see the Marlins. Meanwhile, Houston beat Cleveland 9-4. Minnesota doubled up Baltimore 4-2 in 10 innings. The White Sox beat Toronto 4-2, and it was Detroit over Seattle 12-5. The Tampa Bay at Kansas City game was postponed due to a tornado. In the National League, the Mets blanked San Francisco 3-0. Pittsburgh edged San Diego 2-1. The Dodgers bested Philadelphia 10-7. The New York Yankees say injured outfielder Jacoby Ellsbury is set to be activated before Wednesday night's game against Oakland. Boston Red Sox utility man Brock Holt has been selected to the American League All-Star team. And shortstop Xander Bogaerts could join him next week in Cincinnati. Bogaerts is one of five AL candidates on the final vote ballot. Rory McIlroy said he suffered a total rupture of a left ankle ligament in the joint capsule while playing soccer with friends over the weekend, leaving him questionable to play in the British Open next week. The Boston Bruins have signed restricted free agent forwards Jimmy Hayes and Brett Connolly. The Bees signed Hayes to a three-year contract with an average salary cap hit of $2.3 million. Connolly gets a one-year deal worth $1.025 million. For the first time in 11 years, three Americans have advanced to the Wimbledon women's quarterfinals. Top seed Serena Williams rolled into the quarters with a 6-4, 6-3 win over her sister Venus. Unseeded Coco Vandeweghe beat number 6 Lucy Safarova in straight sets. And number 21 Madison Keys needed three sets to reach the Elite Eight. Second seed Roger Federer, third seed Andy Murray, and number 4 Stan Wawrinka moved into the Wimbledon men's quarterfinals with straight sets victories. Top seed Novak Djokovic split four sets with Kevin Anderson when their fourth round match was suspended.